You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just in the nick of time, you ran in here. You knew. You must have known that your zipline war cry was needed to officially do.
Ready to roll.
What's your caffeine situation today?
A little lighter. Okay. I did a podcast this morning, but my caffeine. I didn't drink as much coffee because yesterday I came in here just absolutely.
Did you have the crash?
You know, did I have a crash? Did you notice one? I don't think so. I you know, I'm pretty
powered through.
I am wired again today.
I don't see much difference from yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm still wired. I had a pot of coffee this morning. Had a pot of coffee before the podcast.
Did he make an accent on that? He was like, they got a pot of coffee.
Pot of coffee. And then I had two quad espressos in the last half hour.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Quad espressos? Yeah,
no.
The pot of coffee for real? Or you had a cup of coffee?
No, I had a pot of coffee.
And two quads.
And two quad espressos.
So you had food mixed in there?
One of them spinach feta wraps from downstairs. That's my go-to.
That's not enough to soak up 80 billion milligrams
of
caffeine.
So two quad espressos, I've done the research, 800 milligrams of caffeine. I have no idea how much, I am wired.
Emily.
800 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, and then this morning, I don't know how much is in a pot of coffee.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Emily describes Starbucks food as 3D printed. Would you agree or disagree?
I would not agree. I would not agree. My breakfast every day is a spinach feta sandwich. I'm a creature
of
habit.
What turkey bacon?
With a tooth in it.
I went out of the turkey bacon phase.
Yeah.
Because of the tooth?
I stuck with it for a while.
I think you had like...
If you can muscle through a tooth.
3 years straight.
I did. Every single day, I'm the ultimate creature of habit. And here's the thing. So I'll be on something, on a run. We call it a run in my house.
Yeah.
We're like every day, like right now, every day is... 170 calories of pistachios. So I have pistachios every single day. Now, all of a sudden...
Do you measure them out?
Yeah, I measure. I have exactly 170 calories worth. So
so you're off the Brussels sprouts and sauerkraut.
Correct. Eventually, I will be...
Thank God.
Eventually, I will be off pistachios.
Yeah.
And I'll never care about pistachios again.
Right.
There was a period where I had a Reuben... Every single day.
You know what? I did that with a meatball sandwich once.
Yeah, I could do that.
And when I used to work at the Daily News, they had an office cafeteria, and I interned there for like a summer.
Yep.
And every single day, I had the meatball sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
I bet it was.
It was so good. It was just like one of those, you know, office cafeteria ones, but they would heat it up for me with the cheese.
Do you know why it was good?
Why?
Because it's a meatball sandwich. That's
it's
why.
So good.
You can't make a bad meatball sandwich.
No, you can, but this
not really. It's got meatballs and sauce and cheese. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
It was good. But like... I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, you get into a phase. Like, sometimes I go through a chicken patty phase. Like, I really like getting, like, just, like, the chicken patty, and I
will
eat that every day for lunch for, like, 2 weeks straight. And then I don't need that for a while. You go on a run.
I go on a run.
If you miss one day, is the run over? Like, could you skip a day and get back on there? Is it still a run?
No, I could
like a hitting streak.
I could definitely do it. But even on Saturday, Sunday, I go to Starbucks and I get the spinach feta sandwich. Yeah. No, it's like every single day.
It's like your thing.
Here, now my dad, this is, I inherited this.
Do you have a little OCD?
I don't know if it's OCD.
No, I think it's like a painter. Like, you know, Van Gogh had his blue phase.
You think this is my pistachio phase?
Yeah. No, it's a period. It's not just a phase, it's a period.
So my dad would pick up a skill and then it would be over. Like, for example, when my dad, in the early 70s, my dad was a scratch golfer.
Oh.
Then he stopped golfing. Then he learned racquetball.
When you say he stopped golfing, he like never played again?
Never played again.
You're kidding.
No, he got to be a scratch golfer, never played again.
And he was like, and that's all I... What that's
I'm
a
done. That was,
thing.
Yeah. That was the end of the run.
Done running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Right.
So then he picked up racquetball. Remember racquetball?
Yeah.
Loved
we
had
racquetball.
A moment in the 70s
so
and
good.
Early 80s.
So
yeah.
So, so we played racquetball every single day.
It was
for
huge
a whole
in the Midwest.
It was
particular.
Amazing.
It was huge here.
Three wall, right? Yeah. Three wall racquetball. So my dad says, I think I can get really good at this. We played for hours every day. My dad decided, you know, I think I'm going to enter the national championships.
Really?
He finished fourth in the country.
Wow.
In the racquetball three-wall championships. And then never played racquetball again. It's like he always used the phrase, I wore it out. He wore out golf. He wore out racquetball.
Was your dad? My dad must have been a pretty good athlete to be able to master those two things.
My dad was an unbelievable natural athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. He spectacular. And I, of course, inherited all that myself.
Yes.
It skips a generation.
It did. Generation skipping,
it's like,
yes.
It's like baldness.
Yeah, his baldness. Yeah.
It skips a generation. So yeah. You know, the good with the bad.
Not my family.
So I asked you this when you walked in, Momo, that if you are an ice fan.
Yeah.
I am an ice fan.
I really
connoisseur.
Like ice, yeah.
Ice, what do you mean?
Like the different shapes,
like
which ice goes in which drink.
Crushed ice.
All of this.
I know all of it.
The ice machine here is broken.
Oh, no.
Come on. I was just about to go get some.
It's dead. I filled up my mug, as I do, fill it up with ice, get it filled with water. Halfway up the mug, it made this terrible grinding sound and just shut off, and it hasn't come back.
So you broke it.
I didn't break it, but it broke while I was using it. All I was doing was touching the button.
See, I like just cubes.
Just like out of the fridge?
Ice cube.
No.
I like crushed ice.
I don't like coffee bean ice.
I love coffee.
Which is like little pebbles.
The pellets. It's the pellets. That's what the ice machine hears. For iced coffee, it is the best.
It is the best.
Right?
Yeah.
But for a cocktail, it's not good because it waters down the drink.
Cocktail, you need to have the big giant cube.
The cube. The big cube. Or the sphere.
They do that. Yeah. In my old fashioned up the street.
Yes.
Yeah. The big cube.
So we need
they can charge a lot more when they use that big ice
cube. The big cube.
You can be on the committee to replace the ice machine because I want input
at
on
home
this.
Broke yesterday too.
On your fridge?
No, I have a separate ice machine.
Go on.
Because you buy them, they're about $100 on Amazon.
What type of ice does it make?
It makes the it's like a circle, but it's kind of in between a pebble and a.
Does it have the hole in the middle?
It has a hole in the middle.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now this,
it's
just ice. What are you guys talking about?
You know what
about?
It's closest to? Hotel ice machine ice.
Oh, that's
not
great.
Not the spheres.
The little, like the almost the shape like a dice.
Yes, it looks
right.
It's frozen water, people.
No, Mace, you don't. You're telling me.
Sometimes it's cloudy. Sometimes
that's
clear.
That's where I'm going. You get a drink,
we have a basis,
like whether it's a soft drink or a cocktail or something, and the ice is cloudy, like it came out of my fridge, versus when you go to a nice bar and the ice is crystal clear. That's the same to you.
So when you stop at the
chew when it's cloudy.
When you
because there's air in it. Right.
But
it has a weird taste to it, too.
Ice. I like being able to chew it really easily.
See, when I stop by and see Tungus at the AM/PM, I don't know what ice is coming out of the machine.
Gas stations typically have very good ice because they have an industrial ice maker.
Yeah.
The one the crappy one in your fridge, all of our fridges.
Yeah.
Unless you have a super nice fridge.
Yeah.
It makes that cloudy, crummy ice.
Well, I got like a filter on it and all that stuff. No, it makes no difference.
I'd be surprised if you're getting the right ice.
One of my pandemic purchases was the ice machine, and it's lasted since 2020.
It's only $100.
It was only $100. You can go get one tomorrow.
You have a separate ice machine.
I just have
it in the refrigerator.
I have a separate.
No, my fridge ice machine never worked. We inherited this fridge when we bought the house.
So
it never worked. So I bought a separate one because I got tired of the trays. Because the trays, you always run out fast when you have a party. And you break those things. They're cheap.
And they taste like plastic. The ice tastes like plastic. Yeah. It's inevitable.
God. Andy, have you ever experienced this ice connoisseur business?
I'm not a huge ice person myself,
okay.
But over the course of these last 3 hours, I have helped steer.
I've educated him.
I have hoped. Well, you haven't really changed my life, but I think I've changed yours because I have convinced Travis on the idea of a podcast all about ice.
Oh my God!
A YouTube channel
where you bring in bartenders, you bring in people who. Water experts,
yes.
People
you ever had
who refrigerator
sphere in your cocktail.
I have. It's wonderful. I make them at home.
I've known this
mold.
About Travis for a long time. I once sent Travis a link to a book about the history of ice.
No, yes. Really?
Yes.
Like I've known that he's been into this. I feel like this is. Look at how excited Ramona got.
I'm telling you.
History
There's
of ice.
Audience for this.
History of ice, water, freezes. That's the history.
That's just step one, Mace.
Do you want to know what the next level is, Trav? The next level is glasses. What do you drink your drink out of?
Okay, we're going to have to spend some time on this because I could spend several hours
on
the right
This is part of the show, though. This is part of the show.
You can't just have it in a plastic cup
of course,
or a red solo cup.
Well, depends on what we're having.
Oh,
right?
If we're having beer,
if we're having a nice cocktail, you need the heavy-bottomed old-fashioned glass.
Yes.
Right? The heavy bottom that
Even
kind of...
Even if I want a glass of soda, I will always say to Nevin, I go, can you bring me a glass of Coke Zero in a glass with ice. I don't want it in a plastic glass. I don't want it in a red Solo cup. I want it in a glass.
So picky.
I want it with real ice. Yeah.
So you agree this show could take off.
It tastes different.
The ice
will
show?
Will you be one of my guests?
Travis on ice.
Yeah. Well,
Travis on ice is a great name for
the ice
show.
Of life. We got that like suggestion. That we got the Iceman comments.
Oh, I like that.
We got that. We had what were some of the other ones?
Ice Baby.
Ice Baby.
Very good.
Mr. Ice Guy.
Mr. Ice Guy.
Yeah, yeah there's a handful of them.
Yeah.
But okay, I think I like the Ice of Life.
Yeah.
So
you did, I missed some of the show today. Did you do a whole show on ice?
We did a segment or two or three.
I heard
two or three segments on ice.
It's important.
Then I heard,
right.
I heard
by
one
the way,
segment.
It's I when I was prepping for the show, because the Lakers are on a break. It's like ice may come up on our show too.
Yeah.
It's a little
Well, there was a little Lakers news that Darvin Ham was not at practice today and LeBron was also excused from practice but will join the team in San Francisco. There was a little
thing he plays tomorrow?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
But he did play in the All-Star game and didn't play the game before the All-Star game.
Correct.
Huh.
That's not right.
That's a good
That's
look.
Not
I mean,
right.
if three yeah. or 4 days off before the All-Star game and then multiple days off afterwards were not enough to guarantee him playing in this game Thursday, he should not have played in the All-Star
Why
game.
Why would you play in the All-Star game?
I
understand fans and all that. You're there.
He's played in it 20 times. He's played in it 20 times, and it's not a game.
He was the team captain. He should have. He could still be there, but not play.
He shouldn't have played.
He could have just given up his spot and let somebody else have that spot.
I agree.
And still been the team captain. You could still show up
and play tomorrow night in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Ramon, I'm going to get home. I'm going to take a picture of all my different ice molds.
Oh,
so check your phone.
Do you want me to tell you about the ice machine that I ordered?
Yes. Send me a link.
On Amazon.
Send me a link. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
And
also great ice. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, God.
I feel like this is Mason today. He's going to walk in, he's going to take off his shoes, change his jacket.
You know what? You cannot impose any style here. You can't have any style without being criticized.
You can have
style. I'm wearing a very sharp cardigan sweater. Which I've gotten compliments all day long.
By
it is a little Mr. Rogers. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Thank
it's
you, Momo.
Momo
always
sweater.
Has
Are
your
you
back.
Are you kidding me? This is a great sweater. And by the way, an expensive sweater.
It probably
the undershirt is.
Is
not Mr. Rogers. The undershirt, like Fred, would definitely have gone with a white undershirt and maybe a tie.
Yeah.
Sure.
He used to wear a tie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sweater vest is straight out of his closet.
That is right out of his closet. You absolutely opened up his closet, put it on, and now you're going to go to
Brian, am I wrong here? This is a great sweater.
Yeah, great sweater, but it still could be a Mr. Rogers sweater. Yeah.
It is.
It's two things could be true at the same time.
Oh, thank you, George Shidano. Two things can be true at the same time.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a beautiful day. The rain is gone.
It's, oh,
I can
thank
see clearly
God.
Now. The rain is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank you, Blind Melon.
Yeah. And you probably looked at the Doppler radar, and there's no rain for a while now, right?
Monday. Potentially Monday.
No.
I know.
See, when they say we need it, we really don't anymore.
No, it's enough.
We don't need it. Let's cut it off.
The road that I take to get to Daniel's school in the morning was closed because of all the potholes and the mudslides and the whatever.
Yeah. Have you taken a look at the graffiti tower, which is right over there?
It's kind of cool. I was like, I shouldn't say that, but I'm like, it's kind of
I know.
Cool.
It's
I like it.
It's vandalism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
but it is
avant-garde.
It's kind of, I mean, the building is never going to be completed, probably.
No.
It was like some Chinese company that said, we're
is
building,
that what
a,
happened?
Building a hotel. And I saw, I think the council person is Kevin De Leon. He said it would take another $500 million to complete that hotel. So probably it's just going to continue to be a graffiti tower.
But they also don't even have security, so they're not paying. Mm. So people are just going in and out as they.
They put gigantic fences around it now to try to keep people out. Yeah.
Try. They can still.
It just feels like everyone should go live there.
No,
it's gonna be a huge squatter colony.
You want the purge across the street?
I mean.
Yeah, but and they're all concerned about people climbing it. You don't just put a fence, put a tall fence the whole time. You could have just put a tall fence around it. Nobody could get in there.
Yeah,
but like. That's really prime real estate. Nobody wants to buy that plot of land.
Yeah, you would think, by the way, right now, you're downtown, you're in the middle of everything. The Olympics are coming, the World Cup. I mean, all this, the Olympics are going to happen.
Right
like
here.
Crypto.com Arena, there's going to be Olympic events. And you would think that that hotel would be really, apparently not.
Somebody apparently will do not. It.
Somebody should.
Yeah,
somebody
there's going to be a price and somebody will do it.
So I was getting ready for the show today. And here's what I noticed. We really need the Lakers to play again. We really need the Lakers back because you reach the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Baseball hasn't started. The NBA is frozen in place.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the NFL is over. So it's like a it's a dead spot. The NHL's still going on. It's not like there like I think there's one day a year where no professional sports are played.
Name me a team in the NHL who's playing well right now.
The Ottawa Senators. Look out. Here they come.
I have no idea.
Their goalie is standing on his head.
The Los Angeles Kings have won, I think, 3 or 4.
Have they?
Yeah.
I think the Vegas Golden Knights good. Are good. Yeah. I think Vegas is good again.
I think Vancouver is good.
Vancouver. Yeah. Ottawa.
We're just naming
the Avalanche.
You're
just
saying
the
Ottawa.
Teams.
Saying
the
Ottawa.
Bruins. Look out for the Bruins.
I'm not positive. Doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know nothing about.
I hockey. Know nothing about hockey except it's
nothing.
Fun to go see
that's
them
me
play.
Every time on Around Ottawa's the Horn, fine. And they have a hockey topic.
Actually, how often does a hockey
Ottawa's
topic come
really bad?
Once every like 2-3 weeks, there'll be like a hockey topic.
Like what was the last
there,
hockey
the last
topic?
One was some team had won 17 in a row, and then they were playing Vegas and they ended up losing, and so then the question was that does it matter that they almost tied the record even though they didn't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was like I just call Emily Kaplan and then I say, Emily, hey,
yeah,
you need a cliff notes on the hockey.
The hockey, yeah.
What should I say about this one?
Yeah,
I was wrong about the Kings. They've actually won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Hey,
I gotta get I've not been over there yet this year.
I really think that it is a calendar problem for the NBA. They gotta change the calendar. You can't have this is the moment when people are done with football, they're looking for something else to get into.
I agree, and you have a full week of nothing.
A full week of nothing, and like every night I'm going home like, hey, I'm going to get watch that True Detective. Maybe I'll watch Griselda tonight. You know?
Watch Curb.
Curb.
Yeah.
I watched that last night. That was so funny.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Curb, Bergman?
It was so funny. That was the best one of the season by far.
It was the best one of the season. Brian, did you see it?
I agree. Yeah, best one of the season.
Tomorrow, you making fun of my sweater. Tomorrow, I'm wearing those shorts.
Please, I guess Ireland's back.
So Ireland said he's going to wear the shorts on Friday.
Yeah, the shorts.
As the such shorts
and
so
Leon.
Funny.
Oh, God. JB Smoove
that was
so good. Funny.
I actually like the golf stuff, too. That
the
was very funny.
So here's the thing. Stealing we're not. Lessons. This is not a spoiler alert, right? I think it's okay.
Sure.
It's Wednesday.
Most of Curb really can't.
By the way, when we first brought this up, Momo, you said I'm not a Curb person.
And then you told me you need to watch Curb. I said, okay, it's the last season. I'll start watching it. It's only a half hour.
It's not going to be the last season.
No, I think it probably is.
I mean, it might, but he'll do another one.
We're trying to get Larry on the Culture Pop podcast. We have Susie Essman coming on next week.
Good.
Who's funny as hell.
No, it was very good. The thing about the dog on the golf course.
Now, play through. Just play through.
How did that land?
Oh, it's not your father. It's your father-in-law.
Oh, then that's okay.
That's okay.
That was great.
Yeah, that's
that
a great
so
bit.
So funny.
Such a great bit. Yeah, I think that observational stuff, he's just willing to say stuff that other people won't say because it's not the
we
same.
We all think it.
It's not the same when your in-law dies as it is when your
actual parent dies. It's still a terrible
you're
loss.
Sad for your significant other.
Yeah. But it's not your your dad, your mom.
Yeah. He sold that so hard to him.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine that scene, the way they were, that, how many times they must have done that?
Oh, yeah.
He was probably laughing so hard every time.
Oh, cool. It's fantastic.
You should ask. I mean, I'm sure you have either Susie or what's your podcast?
Sue.
Sue. Thank you. Yeah. I completely forgot her name.
Sorry.
No, sorry, Sue. Yeah. If Sue, how many takes do they use? Because I mean, do they go through a lot of takes, or is it just pretty much you just go?
No, they go through a lot of takes, and people will throw bits in
and just randomly. So they'll do the same scene.
Say this, and then they'll say that. Or Larry will say, why don't you try this? And then they try that.
Okay.
So that's the way they work, how they get to the ultimate cut. But
yeah,
it was a dream of mine to be on Curb.
Could still happen.
No, it's the last season.
You got to find out where
they're
filming. Oh, it's in the can. Yeah.
It's in the can. It's over. It's over. All right, so here's what I want to do today, Sue.
It's all right.
I just finished a podcast. Right, literally just finished a podcast
Female
a while ago.
Female co-host sitting across from you. I understand. It happens. I like Sue.
By the way, episode number 300 we recorded today
of the Culture Pop podcast. Did you do anything special for it?
We had legendary screenwriter Terrence Winter on the show. And he wrote the Marley movie, which is out right now, Bob Marley. Now, we've all seen the Bob Marley movie, Bob Marley One Love.
I have not seen it.
Brian saw it. Bergman saw it. Why don't we talk a little bit about, I've actually got a Wheel of Questions thing about it also.
Okay.
But coming up next, I think there's a great deal of optimism that should exist in this town.
Let's be a bright, sunny day.
Great deal of optimism on a sunny day. If you're a Lakers fan, I feel good. We'll get into that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN. Let me talk about Cal Mesa. Let me talk about the LA County Department of Mental Health. So life has got its journey, and there are highs and there are lows. Sometimes you're depressed or sad or having relationship stuff or problems at work or conflict of any kind or anxiety. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Why are you staring at us?
Who whoa'd?
Me? This is Weezer.
Yeah. Yes.
Straight out of straight out of like my high school years.
Yeah. Yep. I'm right there with you. I had this album.
I feel like if there was a Greg Bergman show, this would be on the playlist.
Yeah. Would it be on the playlist?
I mean, maybe. I loved Weezer back in the day. I see him live. Great live.
I still like Weezer. Weezer had that album of all covers, which was interesting. They covered like Africa by Toto.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they were.
But let me. Somebody explain to me that lyric. If you want to destroy my sweater. Is that right?
Whoa.
Would I destroy your sweater?
I mean, he has reasons for it. I don't.
Is that like a euphemism or something that I don't get?
I don't know.
I mean, I miss a lot of references.
I don't know enough Weezer.
It says, pull this thread as I walk away. So you pull the thread. It, destroy it.
Yeah, okay. Somebody destroying
the
sweater.
There's something behind it that I don't know. Yeah.
So how are you guys feeling about the Lakers right now? Before you answer, let me tell you. I feel great about them.
Yeah,
I really do. In fact, I made a couple of mythical money bets.
Did you?
Last week about the Lakers. One is the Lakers will get the sixth seed. Right?
You have sixth seed or better. $10,000.
Okay.
What do you think? Three and a half out.
Who's in front of them?
Dallas. I just had this open. Dallas. They're chasing Narlins.
Kings, Dallas, and Pelicans.
Yeah, okay. Kings, Dallas,
also, the Pelicans and Suns are tied.
Ooh.
They've beaten the Suns three times.
I know, but the Suns are getting good. They finally have all their players back.
Six seed. Let's do it.
I don't know. Dallas made some good moves.
Jumping off the ship?
No, I just think that the teams that are in front of them are going to be hard to catch.
Normally at this time of year, I think last year at this time, was I jumping off the ship last year at this time?
Absolutely.
No.
We all were. No, not right now because it was after the trade deadline.
Remember, after the trade deadline.
We were not.
Yeah. We all got very rosy optimistic.
Yes.
I actually believe that six seed or better. I think they're absolutely capable of that, especially the way they played leading up to the All-Star break. Austin Reeves is starting to resemble the Austin Reeves we saw last year during the end of the season and during the playoffs. D'Angelo Russell is playing better than he did last year.
Let's see how that keeps going now that the deadline has passed.
Oh, you think he was playing well just...
I mean...
Playing well, what?
Correlation.
To stay?
Either to stay or to like rebuild his name and his reputation. So yeah, he has an incentive to play well the rest of the year.
Yeah.
To buy, you know, I think they finally figured out how to, he does much better when he starts. Like he's just better when they put him in that role. I think he's really good playing alongside Anthony Davis.
Agreed.
And when LeBron's out there, it changes the dynamic for him because LeBron has the ball in his hands and D'Lo needs the ball in his hands.
Yes.
But it doesn't look like LeBron's going to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the story of the day, is that LeBron missed that last game before the All-Star break. That was at Utah, right?
At Utah.
And they did win.
It was the second night of back-to-back. I get it.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah.
But then he played in the All-Star game. He played for
15, 16 minutes.
And then you say likely to not play tomorrow night.
I would guess he's not going to play. That's just a guess. I don't have sourcing on that, but I think he said even like he's getting some more stuff done on his ankle. He got some stuff done on his ankle. Then he went to the All-Star game. Then he's getting some more stuff done. So I don't know.
But why play in the All-Star game if you're potentially going to miss the first game back after the break when you're trying to get the sixth seed and avoid the play-in tournament?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a good question.
I still think...
I mean, I think there's tremendous pressure on him to play in the All-Star game.
Yeah, but
you're the team captain, the league is there, it's a big showcase.
But you can be there and be part of it. You don't necessarily have to play in the game, especially if your ankle's bumped. Yeah.
Like, what is it? I mean, is it PRP? Because that does take some time. If it's PRP, that creates inflammation in your ankle, and then generally speaking, they tell you not to do anything for a little while.
Is that the procedure, do you think?
The blood spinning.
Speculating, the blood spinning thing. Is that the procedure that D'Lo had done? Remember they said he had a procedure?
Maybe. It could be just an injection.
He missed a game or two, yeah.
Could be like they do injections and it decreases inflammation or helps with pain.
Right,
I don't know if it's Toradol or other things like that.
Sure.
Know.
Well, that's painkiller.
Yeah.
Toradol.
Could be like that.
Yeah, could be.
So I don't know exactly what he's having done on his ankle. I know it's been a problem for him all year long. Every single game he's listed with, he's on the injury report with that.
Isn't it possible that they won the IST, then went into a slump, and now they're back playing at playoff level.
I've said this all year long, and I think it holds. This is, the Lakers are not constructed as a regular season team.
Right.
They're constructed to win a 7-game playoff series. They're constructed to have different looks, optionality, two superstars who can do that and play at a very high level in short bursts.
Right.
But to do that for 82 games takes a completely different style of team. And when you have two aging stars, it's hard to bank on that.
Right, right. What was the other bet I made?
Your other bet was over 45.5. So wins.
For wins.
For wins. So that means that they have to go 16-10 for the last 26 games.
They can do that.
That's completely doable.
That's doable.
Completely doable.
They better do that.
Yeah, they really need
46,
to.
46, that's a lot of wins. Like last year, I think 46 would have gotten them somewhere around the like the 5 seed.
Yeah, what? They need to go on a run. I mean, that's really what.
Well, or they're kind of on one.
Yeah, they're starting one.
That and one loss they had was the Denver loss.
Yep.
And they were in that thing the entire
time.
Were. Otherwise, they've won 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7.
Yeah. The Warriors have gone on a little run here. So I think Dallas got better at the deadline. Let's see how that gels.
Yep.
The Pelicans, I think the Pelicans could be really good. It's just a question of injuries for them. And they don't have, like, their top players are not as good as the other team's top players.
Right.
Like, Zion and Brandon Ingram are their best two players. They're not as good as LeBron and Anthony Davis or Steph and whoever or Luka and Kyrie. Like, the top end talent is not quite as good yet.
Yeah.
Maybe in a few years. But so I think they could chase down the Pelicans depending on how their injuries go. But the Pelicans have a lot of depth, so they can weather a lot. The Kings, I thought they played a little over their head last year.
Yes.
And they also had not very many injuries. They were
last
year. So that's why this year they've fallen back a little bit. Maybe they can catch them. I don't know. I think the Kings are pretty good.
Kings are good.
Kings are a good team.
De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis. I mean,
anybody in that group that you mentioned, do they look like they're going to fall out of it?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily thinking about that. It's if they're 16-10 down the stretch in their final 26 games, I think they are the 6th seed.
Okay.
Last year it was the 5, and it was one game out of the 4.
So there you
46
go.
46 wins.
Last year, 46 wins was the 5. This year, if they get to 46 wins, they're probably...
The 5, 6?
The 5 or the 6, mm-hmm. and they avoid the play-in tournament. I mean, I haven't looked at their schedule closely, but they're playing. They can play with anybody right now.
Hmm.
Bergman, are you with me on this?
Yeah, I am with
you. Come on!
I think they've been playing very well. They have the team itself is playing the way that it's supposed to be playing. It's actually a lot of ball movement that's happening that wasn't happening.
Yeah, they had a tremendous number of assists in that Utah game.
I mean, they've
around
also
30?
They've been shooting the ball very well for them. So that's a bit of an outlier because they're not a great shooting team. But they've on this run, they've been shooting very well from 3. Not to pour cold water on your theory. I think they're very dangerous if they get into the playoffs, if they avoid the play-in and they get into the playoffs. They're a very dangerous team.
Overall, the three-point shooting of this team was supposed to be good. When they brought in Torian Prince, it was supposed to be good. He's a 39% three-point shooter this year. So that's well. A lot of people give him a lot of hell because he hasn't been shooting well, but he's still right around 40. D'Angelo's been shooting well. Austin is starting to shoot the three-point ball well.
Yep.
I mean, they're starting to actually hit their three-point shots because the guys that were supposed to are now starting to hit them.
And, you know, it's funny. The league has now really become about offense.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. The offensive output is at an all-time high. The one problem with the Lakers is they take the fewest three-pointers in the league. It's not so much percentage-wise they're bad. It's that they don't take as many threes as anybody else.
Remember that whole Anthony Davis is going to take 6 three-pointers a game?
Yeah.
That was
every once in a while you get one.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
see Anthony
open.
Davis at the arc.
I know.
I mean, let's be honest.
I know.
That makes no sense. By the way, whenever we do Mythical Money, because I got money on the table, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, coming up next for you.
Hey.
Going to talk a little Bob Marley, One Love. We all have seen, most of us have seen the movie. So reaction to that, plus the Wheel of Questions relates to that as well. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. This question is about biopics, or as Greg would call them, Biopics.
Biopics,
which is not correct.
I still think I'm right.
It is absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, Momo.
But it also could be like your glasses.
It's not a biopic. It's a biopic. It's a bio.
Biopic.
All right.
Biopic.
Biographical picture. I'm sure that's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we all went to see the Marley movie. Momo hasn't seen it yet, but Brian and Bergman and me, we all saw it.
Yeah, you're the target audience.
I'm definitely the target audience. So what do we think of the movie?
So I think, and it has a good message, right, Mace? Like, I think that's the whole thing, is that
it has a
good message. The music is amazing. I don't think the movie itself was very good.
Damn.
I think that it didn't really... I think what they're trying to do is assume that you already know everything about Bob Marley's life if you've seen this, and they don't explain anything. I also found it very hard to follow the story because it was hard. They had such thick Jamaican accents that I had a strain to understand what they were saying. Like, if I had,
but I thought
subtitles,
once I got into it, I understood it.
Did you know a lot of stuff before though? Did you have the context to fill in the blanks?
No, not really. I mean, it really covered just from 1976 to 1980.
It
covered a 4-year period of time from when he got shot to when he returned to Jamaica.
Yeah, but like there was a lot of stuff. Like, I didn't know that him and his wife cheated on each other.
Oh yeah, he had a number.
This isn't spoiling anything.
Even at one point, Rita, his wife, says, "I'm taking care of our kids and your kids from another woman."
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a very they had their infidelities for sure.
But they just like kind of threw it in there, and it just kind of they assumed that you knew that it was happening.
Right.
And same with like a friend or a brother or something. They didn't explain a lot of things and who the people were.
Okay, yeah. Brian, you're a big Marley fan.
Right. I actually know a lot of like the back history and story of these. I thought it was a good movie, but I was a little let down. I don't know. Like,
because?
I just expected more. I feel like they did gloss over a few things that they could have gone in depth and would have made a better story,
right?
Per se. But yeah, the music was great. The message, the acting I thought was really good too. The guy who played Bob,
The guy who played him, this guy named Kingsley Benadire, was unbelievable.
Great.
From now on, when somebody says Bob Marley, I think Kingsley Benadire's image is going to show up in my head. He was so good.
That happens
so
with like biopics. Okay, so I think my favorite one, and it's not even a biopic; it's a bio series, is The Crown.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I mean, it's the same genre, right?
It is.
And now, when I think,
interestingly, by the way, the wheel of questions is what is the best biopic, and I think The Crown is a totally good answer.
To me, it's like, that is, it's so good. It's to the point where I can't even see the real people anymore. Like, when I think of Queen Elizabeth, I think of the people from The Crown.
Yeah.
And I don't even care really if it's completely accurate or not.
No, I know it's twisted around.
It's good storytelling.
I know the royal family doesn't like it, but, you know,
it's really good.
I think it's really good, too. I think it's an excellent choice for great biopic.
Yeah.
Bergman, best biopic ever.
So it's to me, right? So I really like The Social Network. I thought that was a fantastic movie.
One.
And
yeah.
It showed me a lot about him. So I thought that was cool.
Okay.
Also, that's done. It's the guy who wrote that book.
Yeah.
He came out with a new book that's about Twitter.
Oh, really?
And it's already been optioned to some Netflix or whatever.
So is somebody going to play Jack Dorsey?
It's like Ben Mezrick is his name.
Oh,
He's a writer. No, Ben is a writer.
Ben Mezrick wrote Bringing Down the House, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did The Social Network thing. So he writes these books with the idea that, kind of like the way I did the podcast, which is like the idea that it should be a scripted series.
Right.
Or a scripted movie or something like that. And he writes it in such a way that it's a narrative to where it's he can embellish a few things. Like, some things are based on true things and some things are not. They're sort of, he fills in the blanks and makes scenes out of things.
Right, right. Sure.
And does the characters so that it can go be adapted as a screenplay right away.
Okay.
So he's got the Elon book coming out.
It's going to be about Elon, not about Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, I guess it's the transfer from Jack to Elon.
Interesting.
It's supposedly really good.
Because there's an Elon book out now. The guy that wrote the Steve Jobs book, but it's like 700 pages, and I cannot read Isaacson.
Nobody can.
It's really hard.
That's a paperweight, man.
That's a paperweight. Yeah. Brian, what about you? Best biopic ever?
I got two. One, Bohemian Rhapsody, I thought was
very
good.
Good.
The Queen one. And that was one where I didn't really know a whole lot of backstory of Queen and Freddie Mercury, and great movie.
It was great.
And Moneyball, I think, kind of could go as a biopic,
sure,
right?
Like Billy Bean?
Yeah, Billy Bean. It's about them and the analytics of...
Scott Hatterberg?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Scott Hatterberg.
Love that movie, though.
I like that one. And
Kevin Euclid. All those characters were like...
Johnny Damon was in it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
I am going to go with kind of a weird choice. Kevin Reese, my friend Kevin Reese just texted Ray.
Oh, yeah, that was really
Ray's
good.
Unbelievable. My friend Stuart Benjamin produced Ray and Elise Benjamin, friends of mine. And it's Jamie Foxx is just crazy good.
Yeah, I thought Walk the Line was a good movie, but I thought it was just Ray for white people.
Totally different artist.
But it's like the same movie. I saw the same thing twice, just what Ray was way better.
I thought
Walk the Line was really good.
It was good. And Reese Witherspoon, that's the best thing she's ever done. And she won. I think she won the Oscar for that.
I would like a word to talk about Legally Blonde.
Oh, Bend and Snap?
I mean.
Yeah.
Come on, that's the best thing Reese Witherspoon's ever done.
Okay, mine is a movie called The Insider. Do you ever see The Insider?
Al
Pacino and Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe is an informant, a real-life informant. Okay. Against the cigarette companies.
Oh, I did see this.
And
yeah, that was good.
And Al Pacino plays the guy for 60 Minutes that's interviewing. I cannot remember who he plays. It's so damn good.
Yeah,
and the other one
good.
I love is Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, that was good.
Which is based on a real story, Frank Abagnale.
Every time I see it, I stop, I watch it. Or if it's I'm streaming something, I turn it on because I love that movie.
It's great.
Is that the guy where he runs from the plane, right? Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is chasing him. Yeah, right, he's pretending to be a pilot and all that stuff. He pretends to be everything in that movie. Yeah, so those are mine.
That's good.
Those are good, yeah. Nothing like a good biopic.
I'm so predictable. I like The Crown.
Well, but I love The Crown. I thought The Crown was great.
Even the last season was so good.
But I also agree that any Isaacson book is a paperweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
No question. I want to play something for you, and I want to get your reaction to it, Momo. So, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Say that again.
Antetokounmpo.
Yep.
I've learned that
It's pretty
one.
Good.
That's right.
I've practiced.
It's not like Michael Thompson.
Don't get me started on Wemby, which I struggle with. Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Yeah. I get it right half the time. Yeah.
Nope. You gotta go slow.
Say Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Yeah. So
say Wojnarowski.
It's actually Wojnarowski. Yeah.
Is it really Wojnarowski?
Worj. It's like Worj.
Yep.
So should we be calling him Worj?
We should, but we don't.
It says we call him Woj, but it's War.
It's Worj.
I mean, it's a Polish name, and I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Wojnarowski.
Wojnarowski.
I think Woj is a much better.
Much better.
Yeah. So Giannis said this, I guess, at the All-Star game.
He did.
About watching basketball. Listen to what he says.
I just, in general, do not watch basketball. So stats, highlights, how people play, I have no idea. And I love it. You know, I love when I go to the game. I have no idea who I'm playing.
He goes to the game. He has no idea who he's playing.
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't believe that?
No. What are you talking about?
He says he doesn't watch basketball. Are you questioning him?
Yes, completely. I don't believe that. First of all, your coach shows you tape. So even if you don't watch you're seeing that. You've played in the league for 10 years. You know the guys on the other teams. And I don't believe that you don't watch other teams.
Have you seen the video?
No way.
Yeah.
He's smiling.
He's
got
a smirk on his face.
He's trying to hold back laughter.
Yeah.
He's totally messing with
people.
Yeah.
I think he's totally lying.
He's great. He's so funny.
He is funny.
I get to spend some time with him when he was out here. Now, they came out here at the beginning of the season, right when they traded for Dame.
Okay.
And they were all out here for like a week before the season. They had some preseason games out here and they stayed at Shutters on the beach and everybody had a week in LA and stuff. And they were just kind of hanging out at UCLA doing practice every day. And Giannis, like when I said, hey, do you have a couple minutes? I'll ask you a Dame question or whatever. And he goes, yeah, sure. Puts his feet in the ice bucket. And he's like, you got 20 minutes. Because he's going to ice his feet for 20 minutes.
Right.
And that guy, I think I asked a total of 4 questions in the 20 minutes.
Because he just talks.
He just goes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how he is. Like, that's his normal personality.
He's a self-starter. You don't have to pry any information out of him. He's an open book.
No. I mean, he's fun. And, like, when, you know, there was at one point, he was showing me videos of his, like, could you believe of his wife and the mother of his children. He has, like, three kids. I think they're going to have more, too. And he was like, this is how I knew this was going to be the mother of my children. She shows me a video of her jumping over something when she was a volleyball player. It was like straight out of Michael Thompson stories.
Oh yeah.
And how she's such a great athlete and stuff, and like show, I mean, he's like, he's just that guy. He's done with the practice, he's got his feet in a bucket of ice, and he's telling stories about it. I mean, he's just an effusive, energetic, fun guy.
There was a conversation breaking out about, and I saw this on First Take, or The First Take, as I like to call it.
I think it's The Get Up and First Take.
No, it's The Get Up and The First Take.
And The First Take.
Yeah, okay. I like definite articles. So on The First Take, they were talking about who the next face of the NBA is. Let's get into that coming up. Plus, it's 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Maybe you've got an opinion on best biopic ever.
Yeah.
Bergman, what?
There's just one other thing. We missed something. We missed a biopic, and we missed a biopic, and people are going to be upset at you. Straight Outta Compton.
Oh!
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., yeah. That's the best one of all?
That's what they're saying, that you forgot it.
It's fantastic.
We should have mentioned
everything Shea does, I'm a fan of.
Yeah. He sends us funny text messages.
Oh, he's
all the
got
time.
The best text messages.
He just like, he comes in at like, it'll be 1:30 in the morning because he's probably overseas someplace.
Yeah, he was overseas. He was in like Switzerland or something.
Yeah. Sending us, the
Straight
the
Outta Compton's right. Unbelievable.
It is a fantastic movie.
It's a fantastic movie. All right, coming up next for you, we'll talk about Facing the Plus 877-710-ESPN, 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, I'll be honest. Yesterday, I was like,
Really?
Yeah, I was. On call of the day.
Oh, on call of the day.
On call of the day. So maybe you've got an opinion on best biopic ever. Maybe you've got an opinion on who the next face of the NBA
Ice
is going to be.
Ice is also a topic.
Ice was from earlier, but if you want to speak about frozen water, you certainly may. It's just frozen water.
No, it's
don't
not.
Know what all the hoopla is about.
Well, you're just missing out.
Yeah. And there's one. Oh, and yeah, do you think the Lakers are able to go 16-10 down the stretch and be the sixth seed and avoid the play-in tournament? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Also, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. Your chance to win fifth row seats to see the Lakers versus the Oklahoma City Thunder and SGA at Crypto.com Arena. We'll say something today that will be on the quiz on Friday at 3:30. There will be a question from each show this week, and you got a chance to win if you got all the right answers on Friday. How'd it go last week? Did it go?
We had some decent calls. Yeah. I took a lot of calls.
No, I'm talking about Fifth Row Fridays. Was it like the first guy? Was it?
No. It was the second guy, and he was fantastic. It was a Jazz Meat, and he's in the Mason Island Mafia. He was so excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, your call's coming up, 877-710-ESPN. Mason Island, Momo's in for John, 710-ESPN.